am with Jen Fortney from the American Heart Association. She's the development director, and you've got a big event coming up, the American Stark Heart Walk. First of all, what's the organization's mission and goals for everything?
The American Heart Association is actually our nation's oldest and largest nonprofit organization. We fund more scientific research than anybody other than the federal government. We've also funded 13 Nobel Prize winners,
wow,
which is something I'm pretty proud of to say. So the American Heart Association is a relentless force. We are fighting heart disease and stroke. Heart disease is our nation's number one killer, and stroke is our number five, but the number one leading cause of disability. I'm really proud to say also that 82 cents of every dollar that we raise goes back into our scientific research, our advocacy efforts, and our public health education programs.
Okay, so we're talking a lot about national things, but how do things look here locally for Canton?
We have teamed up this year with Mercy Medical Center. My chairman is Paul Hiltz from Mercy Medical, and he set a really great goal along with the Stark Heart Walk goal to train 1,500 people on hands-only CPR, which is a very needed skill in our community. So in order for us to get people trained in hands-only CPR, we've been working with a lot of area companies that are engaging their employees to learn the skill.
Fantastic. Now, another thing I know the Heart Association wants to do is to make people aware of their blood pressure. So how do you do that?
We have set up a lot of free blood pressure screenings, and we'll have that also at Heart Walk. We have taken over 20,000 blood pressures this year alone.
Wow. But you're also involved on a political level as well.
Yes. Our advocacy efforts have been something really proud of to talk about just in the last month, actually. In the state of Ohio, we passed the law of Tobacco 21, which basically requires for anybody to be able to purchase tobacco, they have to be 21 years of age. And that's going to catch a lot of our youth that are starting a lot earlier with tobacco and with the vaping.
Okay, that's fantastic. So, of course, one of your big events every year is the Stark Heart Walk. So let's talk a little bit about that. Where is it going to be? When's it going to be? And how do you get involved?
So Stark Heart Walk is a free community event. It takes place on Saturday, September 21st. What we do is we have a festival that kind of kicks off there at Kent State Stark University from 8:30 to 10. So there we'll have Dr. Dave and his whiz bang science show. That's new this year. We will have a pet costume contest, a mascot dance off. We do a lot of fun things to keep people engaged and active. We like to also show some different kinds of activity. If you don't love walking, we can show you some different kinds of exercise to get involved with, hopefully after Heart Walk. Heart Walk kickoff is at 10 a.m. and from there we'll have basically take off from the track and we will go through the campus, and it's about a 2-mile walk.
Now, if people are going, yeah, I want to get involved, how do they go about getting involved, whether it's on a volunteer end or they just want to take part in the walk this year?
All you need to do is really get connected with us on the web. The Stark Heart Walk website is www.heart.org/Stark Heart Walk. People are also welcome to get a hold of me if they're interested in volunteering or starting a team. My number at our local association is 330-396-5814.
Fantastic. So hopefully we get lots and lots of people. I am going to be out there as well. I hope to see more and more people out there. It's always exciting. Again, what's the date?
September 21st, 8:30 a.m.
at
Kent State Stark University.
Fantastic. All right, Jen, thanks so much for stopping in. We're looking forward to a fantastic Stark Heart Walk.
Thank you.